Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Special day. I got to spend my evening with Chris Russell. Now I get to spend my lunchtime with Chris Russell.
Well, I tell you what, me trying to record video of Alex Ovechkin around your head and your ears, whew, man alive. Love you, but it was tough.
We're going to body shame here, Roost?
No. I'm just saying, it was tough. It was a challenge. I love you.
I agree with you, Roost. Every day I got to look over there. I can't see that.
Listen, every once in a while I got to remind people I know how to report in the field. I had to jump on the OV position. I used it.
That's very smart of you. And you had great positioning, and you got in, at least one or two questions in for Alex. I was surprised they kind of made him available, actually, being that they kind of try and protect him every chance they get. But they didn't make him available on Tuesday night.
Tuesday was a quick one in there.
Yeah. And there's, you know, there's just something about a hockey locker room. You know,
It smells like a hockey locker room.
We've all been in football locker rooms. I don't know what the old RFK Stadium locker rooms smelled like. My God, it is just the worst walking into a hockey locker room.
Smaller.
Oh.
I'm sure you've been in there. Mm-hmm. Last night was poignant.
It was just, and most of the players get changed, of course, in a different area, which fine, totally okay with it, but it does not eliminate the stink when you first walk in 10 minutes after the game, because they're all sitting in there while Carberry's doing his.
Could be like that too now.
Yeah. Yeah, but football locker rooms at least. Yeah.
Now,
football locker rooms are at least bigger.
What's remarkable.
I try to get in and out of that quickly because it stinks.
Yeah.
What's remarkable, Brian, is we had a plan with Rooster. We knew what we wanted to discuss.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Rooster sat down, insulted me, and then just started talking about how bad the Caps locker room smelled.
Kind of sounds just like our other friend, Nate.
It does. Now, none of that was what we planned to discuss.
I'm not trying to derail your show. Sorry. I just appreciate you guys making me relevant.
Now,
that's it.
Listen, a show like ours is so, you know, ironclad and scheduled out to the minute.
Right.
You know, we have a very hard time improvising.
Right.
However, I talked. Did you ever know Joe Ferreira?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know if we've hung out, but we've followed each other on Twitter and conversed.
So
very smart guy.
Very smart guy. Used to work for the NFL. Mm-hmm. Used to work in scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
Every year I schedule an interview with him, kind of giving me – he's not – calling any shots, but he's kind of making his predictions based on
what he used to do.
Yeah, right. And like he knows a lot of TV executives, all these sorts of things, right?
So he gets little tidbits, whatever.
And I know that you are convinced that everything is done to specifically screw you at all times.
Uh-huh.
So I got good news. Ferreira does not think the Commanders will play Thanksgiving.
So that is great news, if that's true.
However, he thinks they're going to play Christmas in Kansas City. And I just wanted to know your response to that.
That's bad. Really bad.
Are you going to drive there?
No. I'm not going to take a bus.
I was going to offer bus fare.
I was going to say,
train.
You guys, as my Christmas present, would try and get me a bus to Kansas City and then on to Saskatchewan after that.
Do you have your real ID yet?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Yeah.
Greg doesn't.
Yeah. Took care of business.
You can't go nowhere then. Not right now.
So, no Thanksgiving in Dallas, which is surprising just because, again, that's what they do every other year. And when they're not doing that, it's the Cowboys and the Giants.
It's because they're playing Christmas in Kansas City.
Right. But I thought they were going to double screw the Commanders because of
double screw.
The Jaden Daniels factor and put them on both Thanksgiving and Christmas. Now, I knew that was aggressive, but I thought that would be, like, if there's a year to do it, it would be this. Three Christmas Day games, three Thanksgiving Day games.
Thanksgiving is right after they get back from Madrid.
Well, that's the other problem, right? That started kind of trickling. I don't know who this Twitter feed guy is. I've never heard of him.
This guy didn't be missing it 4 months ago.
Oh.
It's true.
You had the date of mid-November?
No.
Or November
20th? I just said the game was going to be in Madrid.
Okay, no. I've heard that before.
The date is already out, dude.
The date is not right, but the date is not official.
The opponent's not out, but the date for the international games is out.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Like the London games, the Berlin games.
I knew that, right. The Spain game is what, November?
16th.
That is a full Sunday and a half before Thanksgiving, right?
Correct.
So if they do that, they could be on bye the following Sunday and then play not on a super short week on Thanksgiving in Dallas, if that's what the NFL wanted to do.
Sure.
Which, again.
Well, you're not on a team. They ain't going to screw them like that.
Just part of my objection is the short week turnaround stuff. Like, everybody acts like it's not a big deal. Well, yes, but it impacts the football team.
How does the short week impact you?
But games in 4.5 days, I can't be a genius. I can't paint a masterpiece. Yeah, exactly.
Landfill, have you noticed that Chris Russell's wearing a neon green hypercolor dry fit t-shirt? Where'd you get that thing?
I was running around. I had a lot going on this morning. And I'm not allowed to wear burgundy because you guys think that it means that I'm getting lucky.
But, yo, we support you wearing. We're a sex positive show. I support you wearing burgundy. It means things are going well.
Yeah, sure.
Well, so he trying to throw us off. That's the shirt now.
B, I mean, I only have so much of a wardrobe. You can't take away something
else. That's the green shirt.
You when we saw you walk into the aquarium there, Brian was particularly impressed at the you do seem to generally make an effort to wear a collared shirt. But this collared shirt in particular is
the
frayed.
Collar is like
it's pretty frayed. Just to add to this,
if you walked around with a stick with a bandana tied to the end of it, you would look like a hobo.
Okay,
if you go hang around by the railroads at Union Station, people will probably start giving you cash.
Try it out, Chris.
Listen, I need money. I need money. I can pander.
Just so we're clear, you're convinced the NFL is screwing you.
Yeah.
Okay. I just we'll have to follow up Thursday morning.
I'd like to go to Madrid with you. Would you like me to tag along?
No. You go with B.
I wonder how many bags he'll take.
B doesn't want to come watch wrestling with me. All I want is to hang out with Brian Mitchell, and he doesn't want to do it.
I wonder why.
You said wrestling and watching wrestling in a whirlpool. No, ain't happening.
Yo, we have to break. You have to start a show in an hour. That's the one and only Chris Russell. He's something else, man. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ben Standing.